You're on 981 2NM. We all know that antibiotics are there to help us get better, but it's not always good for our gut. Joining us to have a chat about this is Laureate Professor in Nutrition and Dietetics from down the road at the University of Newcastle, Claire Collins. Claire, are you well?
Yes, keeping really well, and I'm not on antibiotics, so that's good news. But it's interesting that in Australia, about 30 million scripts are written a year for antibiotics, and about half of Australians are on at least one course in any given year. So there must be lots of listeners who are either on them or recently had a course.
Absolutely agree. Now, why are they bad for our gut?
Well, antibiotics are designed to kill bacteria that are causing infection, but there are also good bacteria that live in our bodies, and a lot of them hang out in your colon, which is your large bowel. So when you take antibiotics, they disseminate in your blood and they get to the blood vessels in the colon and they kill off the healthy bacteria. Well, unfortunately, there's also some nasty bacteria that live there, and as soon as the good guys are knocked off, they multiply in numbers and contribute to you not feeling well or developing diarrhea.
So how do we restore the good bacteria that we want to be in there?
Well, there's a double whammy way of doing that, and you can consume products called probiotics, which actually contain these live healthy bacteria, and they're typically found in yogurt. So, you know, you stand in front of the yogurt cabinet and there's 100 varieties and some of them say live cultures.
Yes.
Well, they're the probiotic yogurt. So that's an example of a food. But what you want is you want those probiotic bacteria to, when they arrive all the way down your gastrointestinal tract down to the colon, that there's actually some food for them. And the food for them is actually called a prebiotic. And it's found in a whole range of healthy, ordinary foods. Like in your grain category, it's things like pasta, bread that's got wheat bread, so normal bread, and good old rolled oats. Then in your legumes, baked beans, and if you prefer kidney beans or lentils, they contain them as well. And then in your vegetables, there's some specific ones like green peas, onions and leeks, cabbage, corn and beetroot. And then in fruit, they're mostly out of season at the moment, but watermelon, things like peaches and nectarines, but also dates and figs, and you can have them dried. And then in the nut category, cashew nuts and pistachio nuts. So eating those foods and having these some probiotic yogurt after you've been on a course of antibiotics can help get your gut back to its good old healthy self.
Claire, that's what I wanted to ask. If you are on antibiotics, can you take some of these things at the same time to help, or do you have to wait until the antibiotics has finished?
Well, I think you can start taking them or make sure you've got some of these things in your cupboard for as soon as your antibiotics are finished, but definitely at the end of the antibiotic period. And what's interesting is that some people are more susceptible than others to the side effects. So if you're older or you've recently been in hospital, you seem to be much more susceptible.
All right. Well, the next time we're on antibiotics, we will return to try and get our good bacteria up and going in our gut again. Claire Collins from the University of Newcastle, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.